Hello everyone, my name is Tong Shu Yan, and today I'm going to discuss some major cases about racial discrimination with Wen Shuojiang and Lia Wang. As we all know, black people have always suffered from many unfair treatments. Some racial discrimination acts may bring mental harm to black people, while some discrimination acts make innocent black people lose their lives. So let me now introduce a few examples of racial discrimination suffered by black people in the United States. Eric Garner died on 17 July 2014 after a New York police officer pinned him to the ground on suspicion of selling illegal cigarettes. While the officer held him by the throat, Garner said, "I can breathe 11 times." However, the officer did nothing, which ultimately led to Eric Garner's death. A witness filmed the incident, which sparked protests across the country. The officer involved was fired but not charged. However, the Black Lives Matter movement originated a year ago, following the innocence of the man who killed teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida. A similar case occurred on 25 May 2020, when George Floyd was arrested in Minneapolis and held down by police officers, one of whom placed his knee on Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes. He claimed he couldn't breathe, but the police did nothing, and in the end, George Floyd tragically passed away. After his death, protests erupted across the United States and demonstrations took place in other parts of the world. Luckier than Garner, former police officer Derek Chauvin, who had knelt over Floyd, was found guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter after a three-week trial. On 9 August of the same year as the Eric Garner incident, 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. He was reported to have stolen a box of cigars. A U.S. Department of Justice report, based on forensic evidence and interviews with dozens of witnesses, revealed that Officer Darren Wilson pulled up in front of Brown. Brown punched Wilson as he reached into the car. During the struggle, Brown tried to grab the officer's gun. Wilson chased Brown after he ran away. Witnesses said the fatal shot was fired as he turned towards Wilson. The officer was cleared of misconduct, but the Department of Justice strongly criticized him. The incident sparked protests and civil unrest in Ferguson, which contributed to Black Lives Matter movement. Does Wen Shuo have any thoughts after hearing these cases?
Thank you for your sharing. I believe these three cases reveal the racial issues and the law enforcement violence that exists in U.S. police enforcement. The deaths of Eric Garner and George Floyd highlight the excessive behavior of the police in dealing with non-white groups, and also reveal the unfairness of judicial system in handling such cases. The case of Michael Brown has also sparked widespread discussions about race, law enforcement, and fairness. These events have sparked calls for racial equality and police reform in the United States and even globally. In countries such as the United States and the United Kingdom, due to the increasing number of Asians, many cities have Chinatown and Koreatown. Generally, this is a very prosperous region. In May 2022, a shooting occurred in Dallas, where a man opened fire at a Seoul hair salon, resulting in 3 Asian women being injured. Afterwards, these 3 women were taken to the hospital, and their injuries were not life-threatening. The police claimed that the suspect walked into the salon with a .22 caliber rifle and fired approximately 13 shots. He said that when women's arm, one person's foot, and another person's lower back was injured, but they were all discharged a few days later and are currently recovering. The prisoner's girlfriend told the police that he had delusions of Asian Americans attempting to harm him. Since a car accident with an Asian man 2 years ago, he has been harboring delusions about Asian Americans. She said that, due to delusions, he has been admitted to multiple mental health institutions. His girlfriend also told the police that whenever he is with an Asian American, he starts to have the illusion that Asian thugs are chasing him or trying to harm him. She said he was fired for verbally attacking an Asian booth. The police have also admitted that this is a hate crime. The FBI stated that it has launched a federal hate crime investigation in collaboration with federal prosecutors in Texas and the Civil Rights Department of Justice in the United States. A woman who was injured in a shooting case gave a speech at a community meeting with the police. She said in Korean that she was worried about how she would continue to make a living. This incident has raised the public awareness of anti-Asian discrimination crimes. A few days before the Dallas shooting, a white man killed 10 black people in a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Last year, a shooting occurred at a massage parlor in Atlanta, resulting in 8 deaths, including 6 Asian American women, which increased the anger and fear of Asian Americans. In 2021, 1/6 of Asian American adults reported experiencing hate crimes, up from 1/8 in 2020. In the first 3 months of 2022, this number has reached 1/12. Given the risk of anti-Asian racism, this trend may continue. In 2022, 1 in 10 Asian Americans will cough or spit, and nearly 1/3 will be told to go back to your country. There has been an increase in racist attacks against Asians. However, 1/3 of Americans still do not realize this. The invisibility of anti-Asian racism reflects the invisibility of Asians in American imagination. 58% of Americans cannot name an outstanding Asian American, and 42% cannot think of historical experience or policies related to Asian Americans. Asian Americans are still invisible in school in the United States. 42% of Americans are unable to recount the historical experience of an Asian American, and most American students have never studied the history, immigration, or racial relations of Asian Americans, nor have they learned about anti-Asian violence, misogyny, or the legacy issues of Black and Asian unity in the school. Due to absence being the norm, many foreign faces have various forms of discrimination.
Okay, through the case mentioned by Wen Shu about discrimination against Asians, we can understand that racial discrimination is very common. Racism can affect disadvantaged groups in other ways, such as lack of equal access to basic services and disadvantage in accessing education, healthcare, laws, and technology opportunities. The kick of these opportunities can lead to wider consequences. On the other hand, it can lead to varying degrees of social instability and even conflict between ethnic groups. In addition to this, there are countless areas of racial discrimination encountered by international students due to cultural difference, as well as ethnic prejudice. In the following, I will give 2 examples to illustrate the racial discrimination against the international students. On the night of 27th June 2023, a Chinese student was severely beaten up by racial discrimination while riding a bus in Birmingham. Let's call the person in question Xiaoning. According to the person concerned, she was going to take the bus home that night. After getting on the bus, a white woman walked up to her, suddenly took off Xiaoning's headphones and grabbed the side of her face with her hand. The person concerned tried to stop the white woman's behavior, but the white woman had Xiaoning's with her other hand and shouted some humiliating words. Xiaoning chose to keep quiet in order not to infect the other passengers until she got off the bus. Chose to the white woman's head back a resist. Incredibly, the white woman then kicked in the right shoulder of Xiaoning's continued to attack. Xiaoning was kicked to the ground. The two continued to fight, but due to the size difference, Xiaoning has been in a weak position. The chilling part of the incident is that the person in question had been asking for help from other passengers, but no help was forthcoming. Yin had a mean took the opportunity to steal Xiaoning's bike. After a lengthy fight, the abuser asked the driver to stop and light the students off the bus. The since Xiaoming's purse had then stolen. She hoped she could get help from driver, who kicked Xiaoning off the bus on the grounds that he had a get off work. While being kicked off the bus, the white woman and her friends continued to make insulting gestures at Xiaoning. Eventually, Xiaoning arrived at the hospital with the help of the police and was checked for medical conditions. In the next case, I would like to share my own personal experience. It happened when I first came to the UK. When my friend and I were on our way to a Tesco, a white man was sitting on the side of the road, eating noodles, and he kept staring at my friend and me until we passed by him. At first, my friend and I thought maybe he wanted to ask for help. But then he took a piece of paper out of his pocket with a strange smile on his face. And when we took a closer look at it, it was filled with insulting words about Chinese people, and he kept on laughing strangely. My friend and I were so shocked that we quickly ran away. This incident led me in a state of shock and fear for a long time.
Through the sharing of Leah's case, it's easy to see that international students are being discriminated against in a very bad way. And this situation can lead to international students feeling that their dignity is being trampled on, developing low self-esteem and powerlessness, and in more serious cases, even psychological problems such as depression and anxiety. On the other hand, this experience of being discriminated against can have far-reaching effects on a family and a community. Therefore, the elimination of discrimination and the provision of fair treatment and opportunities are essential to the promotion of international education and cultural exchanges. Now that it's time to wrap up for today. I hope this news podcast was a valuable learning experience presented by Tong Shuyan, Lia Wang, and Wen Shuojiang. Thank you for listening and hope to see you next time.
Bye!